Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 246 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for November 1st is reflect on a situation in your life which at first glance you would say was a waste, a regret, or a failure. Take some time and analyze the situation and write down one part of it you learned from that has subsequently helped you in your life today. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of enjoying the journey. Caroline Found was a bright and vivacious 17-year-old in August of 2011 who was about to begin her senior year at Iowa City West High School. She was the leader on her high school's volleyball team, which had won the previous year's state championship, and she was confident enough to tell her teammates that they would win it all again that year. But just before the season and the start of the school year, Caroline, whose nickname was Line, died tragically in a moped accident. Her family and friends, her teammates and her coach, and the entire community were in shock. Someone who was so full of life was suddenly gone. Her obituary encapsulated her spirit and her life with the following words. Caroline had a bounty of amazing gifts, chief of which was her ability to make others smile. She lit up the world with her enthusiasm, and her vibrant spirit made her a friend to everyone. Her greatest pleasures were the people she met and the relationships she grew. Caroline lived well, laughed often, and loved much. Caroline's teammates on the volleyball team especially had a hard time dealing with the loss. They didn't want to practice and struggled to process losing their friend. Line was the setter on the volleyball team, a key position who helped set all of her teammates up for success. Eventually, Line's best friend, Kelly, took on the important task of replacing her at that position after the urging and persistence of coach Kathy Bresnahan. In fact, Bresnahan pushed the team even though they were in such disarray emotionally that they couldn't win any games at the beginning of the season. And then Coach Bresnahan told the team that they still had a chance to win the state tournament if they could run the table and win their last 15 games of the season. No easy task, but the team took on the slogan of Win for Line as a way to push themselves to honor their teammate. But eventually, the idea to win for Line became so pressing, the girls felt like they would be failures if they didn't win the state championship for her. It added a tremendous amount of stress to think that their friend's legacy wouldn't be remembered if they didn't win it all for her. That is, until the slogan was changed from Win for Line to Live Like Line. Rather than thinking they had to win in order to honor their friend, they chose to start living like her, to make others smile, to live with enthusiasm and vibrant spirits, and to cherish the people and relationships in their lives. Caroline became their lighthouse to enjoy the journey. The team did run the table the remainder of the season, all the way to the state championship game, and capped off that miracle season by winning their second consecutive state championship. Coach Bresnahan, the Iowa City West High School volleyball team, and the community learned an important lesson. And it's one we can all learn when we hear the story of Caroline Found. That winning volleyball games, or any other type of achievement or accomplishment, doesn't give any value to our lives. They can be events that we gather around. They can provide moments that we commemorate. But without the people involved, the character exhibited, and the relationships developed, those accomplishments don't mean much. So what can we learn from Caroline Found? We can learn to live like Line and enjoy the journey. So how about you? Can you reflect on a situation in your life which at first glance you would say was a waste, a regret, a failure, or even a tragedy? Can you analyze the situation and write down one part of it you learned from and has subsequently helped you in your life today? Enjoying the journey sounds so simple. Yet in our day-to-day life, we often get so many things piled on us that it is difficult to make the choice to do just that. But just remember that whether it's in the classroom, or on the court, or at home, we need to let go of all the stresses and pressures. We need to enjoy the journey and live like Caroline found. Because when we do, we will increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.